And we're back. What's up, dudes? Yoda here. Brand new episode of the Bomb Pod. Now, this is going to be a different one. I've been delaying putting out an episode mainly because of the year, right? We got COVID, a lot of disgruntled people, a lot of upset people, and rightly so. And I've been wanting to restart the pod, and I haven't been able to find an angle to. There's always something else that keeps on happening. And this podcast is not going to be about none of that. This is going to be what happened to me during this time. I am opening up with reasons later to be explained. But it has taken me months to work myself up to the challenge of just explaining myself and why would I want to do it on this podcast. So let's brace ourselves. At the beginning of the COVID period, I lost my father due to COVID on 420, which is already enough to deal with as it is. But that was probably the start of the metamorphosis. Even before then, I got fired twice from two different jobs. Due to the COVID stuff, I was on unemployment, not knowing where my next dollar was going to come in because that stuff did not really adjust itself. And I was dealing outside here in my house with the death of my father and how I was coming to terms with everything, you know, past, present, and future, while still trying to keep afloat, while still having the family issues and every immediate issue you can obtain. Reason why I mentioned this. It's because it was incredibly hard to keep my head up high. And it's not even because the timing is difficult. It's more of the isolation that you just faced. I was here, I have roommates. I wasn't able to communicate with them exactly how I was feeling. It just didn't have the the courage. And so I buried that in, and I just continued and moved on. And as everything continued and move on, you realize you internalize everything more. You put it in yourself and you never let go of those things. As the months went on and challenges just kept going up and up and down, it finally came to my internal knowledge that I need to figure out how to fix this. The problem is you just don't know how. Everything was just so difficult. You're not able to see friends and family and speak to the ones you love in that same way. And it's been always a challenge of mine, but my family is very small to keep in that kind of communication with them. So it's been extremely challenging. Fast forward to the point where it's almost finally safe to eulogize, and we're going to have a church for my father. And a week around so before that, my relationship ends. She decides to leave. And at that point, I was just like, I'm just numb. The pain of my father and the pain of the existence I've had to ordeal in the last couple of months has been far greater than even something like that that would destroy me probably before. Now it's just unfazable. We ended up having the eulogy and seeing everybody, and that was already tense enough as it was, mainly because due to the COVID and the awkwardness of a religious meeting when he passed of that, and it was just very awkward. Was able to speak. My siblings were able to speak, and that did help to understand a lot more things. But as soon as I left that church, I wanted to get out of here. I realized that there's nothing here for me. Not necessarily in the physical sense, right? The city has a whole bunch of accessibility. But what I really realized is that there's no peace. The anxiety that I just feel being here, from the moment I wake up, just because of how this area is and how Florida, Miami is, I've grown tired of it. So I decided just to take a trip alone up north and have no itinerary, no nothing. And I just went north. And along the cities I went to, I ran into different friends from different places. And they were really able to really have honesty with me. In a sense, I was traveling because I needed honesty and I needed a new perspective. And me being in the readiness and comfort zone, just doing these things alone, every time I met with somebody, I was 100% honest because I wanted the truth. I was so gracious and grateful for the time they present me that I had to be honest. And that was very difficult. It was very difficult to be for the people hearing. I can notice. I have a friend, Linoche, who's on the podcast here before, who works in the hospital with a COVID trauma center and stuff. So he's seen that that's what that hits him different. And it was every conversation I've had in this time span has been to not fall in the black hole of thought. I have to reach out to those people who I know are better and smarter than me from where I feel at the moment and confide in them that within our conversation, lightning will strike and an epiphany will come to place and something will manifest in itself. But the only way you can do that is with full-fledged honesty. The only way you can really achieve that is by being vulnerable and able to humble yourself ego-wise in front of somebody who probably thought you were just there to visit and have a great time, not realizing you're there because you need to find yourself, not realizing you're there because you don't know what you don't know and you're tired of it. I want to give a big thank you for all those people. I don't want to mention names, but they know who they are, who were able to assist me in finding differences. You see, the grieving process is something that I've learned has been faced differently from everybody. And I definitely went through it. It's still difficult, but the car ride and being alone and having your music on shuffle, which I never like to do. I don't like shuffling music, but this time around, I thought it was crucial for a song to come up and my emotions just settle with that song, not necessarily have it thought of and preconceived into anything else. So I drove around a lot of the states, the southeast states, and, you know, seeing the nature and everything does allow you to disconnect. It also allows you to realize how small you are in reference to the problems you think you have. And it was very, very apparent that changes have to be made. I don't think that the whole point of this podcast is to be sad. This is just the beginning part of the story. What this has done ultimately to me is broaden my horizons on empathy. It's broadened how I think about suffering and how much is self-induced, how much of it is actually real. And you begin to question, ultimately, what is our purpose? And that's why I'm here today. And that's what I want to talk about today, is purpose. But more important than purpose, the purpose fulfilling for legacy. In this time traveling, I also realized that my dad took a trip by himself across the states. And I understand now why I feel I was following that suit. Part of the reason I didn't want to do a podcast, or I couldn't, or I stopped doing the Demi vlog and everything else artistically that I've done is, well, there was a lot of personal walls that would hit up. Our singer for our band has just decided not to speak to us anymore. And that's a challenge in itself about our creativity. So a lot of my stuff went out the window and I took the time to rebuild. Other than that, it's been an incredibly eye-opening experience to understand fully what these things have meant to me as a human being. You see, in the eulogy, when you're coming to terms with everything, all you're left with is the memories of what they've done, what they've provided, and how they lived. And I have not focused at all on the how they lived part. Because at the end of the day, people follow you based on the things you've achieved. People follow you based on your character and your merits. But no one follows you, absolutely not, on anything you say. We've all been there, right? Walk it like I talk it. I feel like I haven't been walking it hard enough. And the reason why this is super important to me now is because if I have to pass something down, I'm not ready. How can I show a new life, how to achieve and how to be when I haven't done it myself? You see, the cycle doesn't break like that way. The cycle will remain the same if that's not how you learn from the example set before you. As I said before, my dad was my favorite parent. And the examples that he left for me were very, very obvious. But at the same time, he never achieved them himself. He always told me, you have to be the best at whatever you do. But he wasn't. So that I understand the wording of it, but it was never in practice. And it became very apparent to me at this point I am in my life where the last thing I want to do is have a kid and be the example of don't do this. I think a lot of us are okay with that, with a don't. But I think those who are okay with a yes, do, you achieve a different result. You achieve a different thought process of a human being, one that doesn't shelter themselves. I have one of my friends who has a child, and I think their child's around 5 years old. And he said that maintaining their innocence is his biggest challenge. And I agree. I could see that now at this age with this perspective, how that could be the most important thing. Because it is so hard to unwire yourself when the world has told you no for everything. Right? I have now understood that. Before, I think I was doing things just for me and for maintaining some sort of ego and achievement sort for my personal being. Now, I understand that the reasons I have to do this is legacy. It's insane. I don't expect people around me to understand that or this part, but the one thing I want is proof of that for myself. And I haven't been able to sleep the last 3-4 weeks. The subject has just been keeping me up of just your lasting effect on earth isn't for you. It's for the ones who've experienced you. And that is what true leadership is. That is what's true for anybody who wants to leave that. I don't want to leave a legacy for myself anymore. I could care less. But I'd be damned if I set the wrong example for someone that I love and people that I care about because of me not able to see that full frontally myself. It's very challenging, and I only could say it comes from a giant pace of pain and conversations with people who are open to listening to that. I have a friend who told me straight up that when his mother passed, then he used that as the icebreaker to every conversation he does. And I use that advice on my trip and it works. It's pretty funny, but it works. And people were able to just be honest with me and empathetic and kind of help me and guide me through that situation. I feel that the journey to the top of my mountain is now that, is to do these things. Not even for myself. There is no interest in it. And in that way, when like you're young and you're 20 and you want people to know that you did something. I am pretty much over that. I want to do these things now because I want to break my cycle. I've spoken about this concept before on here, but I want to break my cycle and I want to provide the example that you can do anything. So what does that mean? It means, yeah, I'm going to go all out on music. And guess what? Nothing happens to it. Doesn't matter. What happens to it is that I did a project to the best of my abilities, and the one day I could hopefully show my kid about that. And they can see that they can do this as well. And they can learn from that. I am super scared of what the opposite would be when you do something like that passively. You see it right now, people in their 20s, and you start seeing, like, look how they got raised, and you start to uncover the scars of childhood and how equipped or unequipped you are for your existence. And I want to say my dad really equipped me very well, but it was more cautionary. It was never led by an example of success, and I want to do that. I feel like the anger in me and how I am as a human being sometimes stems from that protective nature. And I see my friends who have different raisings and different family nucleuses, and the differences are astronomical just because of those things. But they lack in other places too, right? We're all, you know, plus and minus. And I want to set that example. I've put mentors in my life to speak with so we can constantly have that conversation. And this trip was the culmination of that. I eventually climbed to the top of Stone Mountain. I did a sunrise hike. I've never hiked before, and I wanted that clarity. I thought that I would get the clarity, and I get to the top of the mountain, and I'm sitting there for hours, just alone, just being engulfed by the size of everything around me, nature-wise. And I felt, that scene in Star Wars when the two suns go up? I felt like that. But in my mind, I felt the charge of existence, one that I haven't felt before. This trip I took, the last thing my dad gave me was a guitar keychain, ironically. But last time I saw him was that. And I always thought that, I remember when I received that in my hand, it felt like a token to something, and I didn't understand what. And I took that with my keys, and we traveled everywhere. And I thought I traveled, you know, with his spirit, and was able to maybe understand stuff through osmosis. I don't really know. But it gave me an idea. It gave me ideas. It gave me terms. It gave me epiphany. It gave me a sense of being. And that's important to me. This time has been such a struggle. I've seen friends go through so many things, even myself included, trying to help them out while I'm internally suffering and just dealing. But suffering and pain is what makes you better. It's the only thing that causes growth, not happiness. So it's a weird place to be, where all I've been wanting to is to seek is comfort. A lot I've received is the opposite. You know, you're told in Christianity that you're just given the burden you can carry, or you're given the responsibility you can carry, no more, no less. Everything that you're dealing with is something you can deal with, because that's the way that life works. And I don't feel that any different. I used to not think about that, but I feel like, you know, the load we carry is the one that's given to us for those reasons. So ultimately, I want to thank anybody who's even gotten this far to listen to this. The reason I'm doing this is for legacy, and that's it. One day I hope that an offspring of mine, someone in the future, could hear this and realize they're not alone in how they feel. They're not alone in the thought process they've had. But the only way to seek yourself out of it is to seek. You must seek those who are smarter. You must seek those who have different experiences. You must seek those that have wisdom. You must keep searching for that top third that you can learn from and constantly humble yourself and lower your ego to. The majority of us are concerned with having peers and people below us that we can tell shit to, because it inflates our ego. I don't agree with that. At this point, I don't. Either way, guys, I will continue to do these, but just when they come out. I want to make sure that every episode has a strong purpose and a reason to speak. And I'll never be able to go backwards in time to fix anything or to redo anything. But Where I'm left right now, I'm in an obvious crossroads, and something is pushing me towards one direction, and I'm listening to that voice. And I hope you guys do too. And if you guys are struggling with anything, please let me know. I'm an open ear for that. I know a lot of people say that, and I like to think it's humans want to help, but I know how difficult it is to call someone on the phone and they're having the time of their lives, or they just finished like having sex and eating candy, and then they're like, "What's up with you?" And you're like, "I just want to die." So I get that. Anyways, thank you for listening. This has been extremely cathartic for me, and who knows where I'm going to fill you in next time. Peace.